Welcome back to the Rational Revolution, where today we are answering the question, who sings it better, Janis Joplin or Senator Chris D'Astrealfine? I think it could be debated.
I'm going to have a karaoke fundraiser, y'all.
Right on.
For X amount of dollars, you can get me to sing damn near anything.
All right. Very good. Very good. So lately, you know, it's been interesting. I've been more introspective than most times. My wife had her grandmother pass away, who she was very close with. My 8-year-old son, or he's now 8, you know, and you know, as I'm getting older, I'm seeing the passage of time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I tell my son every day, stop it. Stop growing. Stop getting so old. And I look at, you know, why I'm doing what I'm doing, from work to politics and all of that. And I wanted to ask people who have an influence in my life and who I look up to, you know, why are you doing what you're doing? And what is your outlook as you have more years behind, you know? And so why do you do all of this?
I think it's a good question, and I'll share an answer that applies to both my business career and politics. Uh-huh. When my daughter was about, I don't know, 7, she came home from school and had one of those handwritten Mother's Day cards. And it said, I love my mom because she gets me to meetings early, so we always get a good seat. I love my mom because she makes spaghetti. My mom goes to work every day and she has to fill in the line. And her answer was, helps people. Mm. In, you know, the 5 years that I'd been in the business that I chose, all she heard when I came home is, I helped this lady do that, or help that guy do that, or help this and this and this. So my entire career, my goal has been to try and solve problems, to make someone's situation better than when I found it. And that's been my philosophy in business for all this time. And now stepping into politics, it's the same thing. Mm. You know, when I said yes to this whole thing, whether it was city council, whether it was advocacy, whether it was the Senate position, I didn't say yes because I knew I was not up to date on every one of the issues that we are talking about today. I was complacent. I was comfortable. And I will acknowledge that forever. But the more I learned, the more I realized that what was needed in politics was a civilized voice who was capable of listening to all of the factors, who wanted to make it better, who wanted to solve things. I'm here. I am here in politics not because I was mad about one thing or another. It was because I knew that I had the skill set to be effective and to get all of the information of every issue, want to know the entire conversation, and then help people work through to find a solution. That's who I am as a business person. That's who I am as a politician, which I don't enjoy the word. But I am a problem solver and a communicator and a team builder. So in the world, in the dynamics of politics that we have today, we must have those that are standing on the edges and screaming for what they believe is right. I get that. I respect that. But we also have to have the statesmen and the stateswomen of our politics come in and say, I hear you. And I also hear that person that's on the polar opposite. And I have to find a little bit of empathy on both sides to say, okay, but we may disagree 89% of it, but I hear a little bit of reality in that story, and let's blend that into the solution. Mm. That is why I'm here. I want to do good. I want to solve problems. And I think in this dynamic that we're in today, which is an unhealthy one, in my opinion, in politics, someone like me is trying to hold an even keel and work through things together.
Nice. When I look at, you know, I'm a dad and I've got 12, 8, and 4. I don't know what the future is like. You know, like right now, my 8-year-old, I'll say, and my 4-year-old, my 12-year-old doesn't do as much anymore, but they'll come and sit on my lap and they love to rock and all of that. And I had a moment yesterday where I was like, I love this, but my son is leaving these little kernels that like he's ready to not, you know, do that. And I'm terrified for that.
Oh, that's reality.
What happens?
They just get big. You know? I mean, I always say I've been raising teenagers for 30 plus years, 30 years, you know, Modern Family. And it's a growing, and again, you have to, instead of focusing on the fear of losing it, you have to focus on the joy of watching it. and watch to see, you know, who they become and where they go. And as we've been impactful over the years, you start to see those lessons in how they live. Mm. And again, focus on the joy, not the fear.
Yeah.
Because what you have with them, you're never going to lose what you've had.
Yeah.
But think how much you have to look forward to and what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you know, I'm so grateful for that time, but it's like, yeah, I don't know what the great unknown is.
You can't. You know, again, I am not a person that focuses on things that are out of my control. I take as much control as I can to guide, to steer, to be. And then the rest of it, we have to have faith that humanity will come around and do the right thing, which I think sometimes we are losing faith in. I know many are, but I'm not. I will be the eternal optimist that, you know, with all of the information, most people are rational people that want to make a good choice with all of the information.
Yes.
And decisions are made often on limited information. And oftentimes those decisions and opinions are formed loudly on limited information. Yeah. So I have faith in a conversation that if someone is willing to hear the rest of the story, that they're willing to find that civilized answer and move forward. And I have faith the country will do that. The state of Wisconsin will do that. And I sure as hell hope the Fox Valley continues to do that.
Well, you know, I think that if we have people like yourself in the state Senate or in higher offices, God willing, drop that little nugget.
Settle down.
Never.
It's been 6 months.
I know. Well, yeah, whatever. You got the Rational Revolution. Thank you, Chris Delsler-Alfheim, for your time today and your friendship and all of that. It's so much appreciated. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Civic Media. Don't forget
to download the app.
Dang right. Download the app. Yes. Thanks. You can take the talk show host out of the woman. We'll see you next week on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. See ya.